Welcome to the second 50th episode of the Comic Book Haters. This time we delve even further into the shit that made us famous. And we forgot to mention that your mother is a whore. The Comic Book Haters. Listening.
Once again, ooh, easy there. We have returned the Comic Book Haters. My name is DJ Slufus.
I'm Schoolie G.
And I'm Rella Man.
Okay, and fellas, I promise you something that is probably going to evoke a lot of hatred. You never know. I can never predict these things.
Better be fucking good.
I actually, I'm going to have a tough time defending it, I think.
Is it the goon?
It's not the goon. Okay, fellas. Today I submit, for your critical approval, a copy of...
Oh, fucking A!
Little Orphan Annie, Volume 3.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right.
Wait a minute. You're not judging a Butch by its...
A Butch?
Oh, no.
Sorry.
She does look a little Butch on the cover.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's no comment on Annie's sexuality.
Oh, good. It's Volume 3.
Yeah, so I might have to fill you in on what's happening. She's little.
What did Daddy Warbuck spill some milk in the kitchen? Oh my!
Oh no! Oh Lawsy!
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay, so yeah, this is the 1933 years worth of strips.
Oh, fuck that! 31, much better.
I didn't read 31 yet. I do have it over there on the shelf.
Even your vintage funny books.
I love
these. Are terrible.
They're not terrible.
I think we were just having a conversation today about how terrible these 30s comic books from the 30s are.
Well, I was having a conversation about how good they are. Wow. I was trying to defend them to you. You were saying they were terrible.
You're reading Smiling Fucking Jack.
Smiling Jack. That's a great strip.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Aviator strip. Go ahead, Umbrella.
What's that other we should review the porn one. What's it called? Little Annie Fanny or whatever?
Oh, the Kurtzman and Will Elder one?
Yeah, that might be more interesting.
I have that upstairs. Yeah, that is a good idea.
$16.95.
Yeah.
You paid $17 for this piece of shit.
Yes, I did. And it's not a piece of shit. Now, I love comic strips from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, fellas.
So
that's no secret.
So you told us.
Yeah. Now, this was a hard sell even for me. I was thinking, Little Orphan Annie, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's regarded as a classic. I figured, let me give it a shot.
Regarded as a classic.
And I got into it. It took me a while. It definitely took me a while. The first, few dozen pages, I was like, oh, I don't know. But then I got into it, man. I got into it. Now, however, I do hate Annie.
Come on, Annie. What kind of a juju power is it you have over that old hyena? This is terrible.
Let me ask you this. Have you bought the soundtrack of the Broadway play?
Yeah, he was sipping on some wine and listening to that earlier.
I hate Broadway plays. They're real faggy. But, Annie is just a little bitch. I'd like to spank the shit out of her.
What?
I don't know. I meant to say spank.
Oh, yeah. Is that how you like it?
Yeah.
No. And you know who I hate worse than Annie?
I like the dog.
Nancy and Sluggo.
The dog! What's
the
dog's name again?
Dog.
I was gonna say Nancy and Sluggo.
What the fuck is her dog's name? It got hit by a car in this line, and she tried to figure out, she knew who did it, but she's just such a wise-ass little know-it-all. I hate that bitch.
And yet you spent $17 on it, and you're probably going to read the rest.
You said you love it, but you hate her. How is that possible?
What? It's a great strip, but
How can you say that in the same breath?
You ever had like this Little Abner, Little Orphan Annie? Everybody was little.
Yeah.
What's that other crappy one that we
Little
reviewed?
Terry and the Pirates?
Yeah.
Little Superman. What was that other one that we had?
Bringing Up Father?
Yeah, Bringing Up Father.
God, that was terrible.
Shut the fuck up.
These are so bad.
At least he was a drunk Irishman.
Yeah, there's something going for
him. What the fuck is her dog's name, man?
Sandy,
yeah.
You knew that? Damn.
But check this out, man.
This is
like the villain. He walks around in a long black coat with a top hat and a cane.
I like trying to touch her too. Like, I'm gonna touch you, little Annie.
You like what?
he looks kind of cool, I think, with his cane, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this Annie sure had a lot of crazy adventures, though.
God. This is how you waste your time
hours. I hate Little Orphan Annie, and I hate you.
school graphic. All right, take a look at that.
I tried to.
Okay, just so fans at home, just note that I just handed Schooly the copy. Now, bear in mind,
she's singing the song, the same goddamn song for like 18 pages.
With big white eyes, man. She looks like a zombie.
Yeah, that's a little freaky. Bear in mind that this was last...
They all have white eyes like that.
This was last month's shitter book. Yeah, that's why I handed it to you, bitch.
That's all right.
But yeah, you know, hey, every morning I'd take my daily grump and I would just take a look at what's going on with Annie.
This is so fucking stupid.
What? You know what?
Oh, God, this is bad.
You call Little Orphan Annie stupid one more time and you're going to be making yourself a lot of powerful enemies.
Little Orphan Annie is stupid.
Let me
tell you something. Everybody except for you that thought Little Orphan Annie was cool and funny is dead. Okay, they died. They died in either World War II, or by probably at their own hands, hopefully,
or of severe old age in the 1950s.
Let me ask you this, can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
and
you
can answer this. And this doesn't. I mean, you could.
I should
level
have brought this out.
Level this criticism in a lot of comics and or sitcom shows.
Yeah.
Now, was she not adopted by a rich guy, Daddy Warbucks?
You know what? If you can see, I've got about five volumes over there.
So you didn't even start with the first one?
Because,
why did you do that?
Because I bought volumes 3 and 4, and then I found 1 and 2later.
But here's my criticism. You know, if... I think she gets eventually adopted, right, by Daddy Warbucks.
That's a valid point.
But my criticism is, like, why is she always wearing the same red dress? It's kind of like Gilligan. I mean, you know, he was shipwrecked on an island. I get that. But, you know, and they're all wearing the same clothes. But, I mean, you know, and, like, it's not like it's a costume like Superman, you know, or a uniform where he wears it, you know, changes it. And doesn't she have any other clothing, man?
Well, let me address the first part of your query first.
No, man, check this shit out. She's got different stuff on, see?
Oh, yeah?
That's a costume.
See? Different shit?
Well, was adopted by Daddy Warbuck, I think. I don't know if she was.
White skirt here, white skirt here, black skirt here.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Printing error.
Somebody forgot to ink that.
Like, as this starts off, she's living with these people called the what the fuck is
the
their
hobos?
Name?
The hobos.
No.
The unfunnies.
Mr. Unfunny. What the fuck is their name? It's something funny.
You know what? I don't think it is.
Come on, I need a gag here.
Oh, is it Fat Stuff from Smiling Jack?
We got to review that.
Oh yeah,
that is a great.
Let me review it right now. It sucks.
I guess this we're gonna eventually get around to Little Abner, huh?
Probably.
And Terry and the Pirates, your latest craze.
Oh, I love Terry and the Pirates. That's not my latest craze, man. I've loved them.
Terry and the Butt Pirates.
Oh, he said it, folks.
Oh, never heard that one before, Umbrella Man. Gosh.
I'd say it before Scully did.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I can't remember their names. It's like, it's something stupid.
I'll take your word for this.
Oh, okay, now here's how stupid fucking Annie is. She comes up with she meets a guy who wants to be her agent for singing, and his name is Chisler.
I saw that.
Mr. Chisler.
I happen to see
that. And she trusts him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you stood in line.
Umbrella Man, you got like such a... Stay focused here, man. We're talking about Little Orphan Annie.
I know, but I just noticed you put your exclusive Target Lava Vader on top of the shelf after we stood in line all morning to get this. And that's where he's collecting dust off here.
Where's yours at?
In plain view.
Plain view.
Here, man. Look.
Oh, so all the Asian women who roll into your quarters have plain view on them?
How do you think I get them there? I say, hey, baby, you want to come back?
You're lucky. I got a book.
I tell
them
you
want to
come back and check out... you want to come back and check out my Lava Vader?
Yeah. Look, you're covering up my copies of Buddha.
Yeah.
And that's the issue where he gets his foot stuck in a bucket.
There you go.
Oh, I got both feet stuck in bucket.
Anyway, Little Orphan Annie. Umbrella Man doesn't want to upset the Asian populace. That's his main source of tang. Anyway, Little Orphan Annie, I liked it. I liked it. You guys didn't like it.
What the fuck is wrong with you that you like these things?
I like old comic strips.
Yeah, but why?
Now I'm going to be doing this Rubik's Cube culture, over here. Yeah.
Culturally, you have absolutely nothing. Like, you don't come from this time period. You have no connection to it.
I have seen him wear just, a spat.
Yeah. He did have a top hat and a cane and some finery the other day he was wearing.
Well, you know what? So,
you can't relate to it on that level. Like, the jokes are corny and dumb.
They're not jokes.
I
tell you what.
That's how he relates to it.
Listen, I shouldn't even tell you this, but a lot of these, they just end.
Yeah.
There's no point to it at all. It's just her walking down the street and she just says something. It's not even poignant. It's nothing. It's just...
It's like
if it would end right there.
It's like a Kathy cartoon.
No.
It is the Kathy cartoon of the 1930s. Yes, it is.
No, it's not, man.
It totally is, dude. Why don't you just read Kathy? I don't fit into my bathing suit.
Maybe I'll like Kathy 50 years from now. Cappy.
Maybe you like Kat. Yeah, exactly. Is it the age of it? So when you you're fucking 80 years old, you'd be like, oh, that Kathy Gushwhite was pretty fucking good. Look at this one. She hates Mondays. the male world, it oppresses her so badly.
Listen, man, when I'm 80 years old, I'll probably be beating off the Kathy strips.
What the fuck?
Why not?
That is a sad fucking image. An 80-year-old man masturbating to a Kathy comic strip.
I could see him going out and buying like a Dilbert, complete Dilbert. Like, you know.
I could find humor in that.
Whatever.
Like, it'll come like, you know.
Hey, Dilbert, let's work in the office.
Wait a second. Hey, here's my dog, Sandy. We're chasing a car.
These aren't supposed to be funny.
That's not even entertaining.
They're not funny, man. You know what? It was...
Tempers, gentlemen. Tempers rising.
This was
look
all...
Look at those levels.
This was all about what's going to happen next.
That's life.
That's it.
That is all so right. Interesting to me.
I can give you a good idea what's going to happen next.
Yeah, you're going to go up and masturbate the little orphan man.
No way. When I said I kept it in the bathroom, I meant while I was taking a shit.
Man, I just, like, what the fuck, man? How does this end? How does this one end?
She gets reunited with Daddy Warbucks.
So she was not, how did she get separated?
He sent her to a what do you call that? Not a boarding school, but...
Well, so it's not like he got reunited, she just came back.
Oh, no.
A nunnery?
And then it turned out that the boarding,
sold her into white slavery.
This is in a previous volume that I haven't read yet, but he basically sent her to, like, a boarding school, and it turns out that when this one starts, she's nowhere near it. But that happened prior to this, and it turns out the boarding school was like crooked as hell, and he went off on some voyage and he got shipwrecked or something.
I got a request.
Yeah.
Can I borrow that and when I think some white out, and then I'm gonna white that shit out, and I'm gonna rewrite it, and make it funny.
Yeah, and make it slightly interesting even.
Hey, doesn't Mr. Chisler look kind of like Art Crumb though? I mean, first of all, this artwork is very reminiscent of Crumb.
Yeah.
I mean the lettering. Versa. Yeah, well, vice versa. But he kind of looks like him.
Yeah, a little bit. Chasing any fat-ass women?
No, he's just... I mean, this dude fucking bilks.
That's something
and
we never talked about. Crumb.
Nah, yeah, we'll have to get into some underground.
Yeah. Mr. Natural.
What difference does it make to you, man? You hate everything.
Yeah. Mr. Natural, right?
Yeah, right. Why not?
How about Devil Girl?
What is the point of all this?
Exactly.
We get together, we hate all comics. What is the point? Oh, God. Schooly, would you please rank Little Orphan
Annie? Zero, man.
Zero.
It has absolutely no redeeming merits whatsoever. Like, anybody that reads this is actually dumber for having read it.
No.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 1.
You didn't even look at it.
I didn't want to touch it because you know.
You're on a can with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this a 7.
Jesus
Christ. I liked it. It wasn't great.
Oh, that's as good as Golgo 13.
Yeah, nah. No. I'm going to give it a 5. And I'll tell you who I'm going to give the FU to.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a fuck you to Mr. Chisler. Because he really sent Annie through the ringer.
That poor Annie.
Why I oughta.
She just, yeah. Hey, boy, you're working some of that juju on me, eh? Yeah. See? people, listen, anybody's listening, I mean, I'm hoping there's more than one or two people, and spread the word. Don't buy this shit. So maybe
it's
the people
out of print.
I know, but maybe the people will say, well, good. You know why it's out of print?
Why?
Nobody fucking wanted to read it, okay? They didn't want to read it 80 years ago. They don't want to read it now.
I wanted to.
Yeah, and you're the only one.
I can't
like,
be
that's
the
why
only
you, that's why you had to search around the fucking world to find this book.
Your whole way of life offends me and everything I stand for.
Exactly. It's disgusting.
No, you're being a little harsh on me.
Listen, man, you know what?
You liked Snake Eyes.
I didn't like it. I said it was okay.
You gave it a 7.
Your way of life offends
me, too. I did not. I gave it like a 5 or 6.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't listening.
You both fucking sickened me.
Shut up, Umbrella Man. All right.
Fuck.
Little Orphan Annie.
Fuck you guys.
Okay. All right, everybody. I don't know. I guess we'll catch up with you soon.
Or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might not. I think this might be the last episode. I'm sorry. Goodbye. Sorry to whoever was... Just cancel your iTunes subscription. Just stop it so we will stop. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody.
Welcome to the Comic Book Haters.
Welcome to the Comic Book Haters. The Comic Book Guys.
This is the beer that you just heard opening.
Yeah.
Was our own brew.
Yeah, that's right. We're branching out into malted beverages.
Yeah.
So what would you categorize this beer as?
This is a maple wheat.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It's a wheat beer with a little bit of maple.
Pretty damn good. Pretty tasty.
Very tasty.
Okay, well, Schooly, today we take a look at the comic Chicanos.
All right. You know, because I always thought Chicanos were comical.
Yeah, you have said that many times. This is a comic drawn by I'm not too familiar with the Hispanic tongue.
Carlos Trillo. Y Eduardo Risso.
Eduardo Risso. Two Hispanic gentlemen. Eduardo Risso, of course, you know him from 100 Bullets.
Really?
Yeah.
I only got up to about 50 Bullets and then I stopped.
Hey, you're joking, but that actually is a real... would be a funny joke. Because, they're making 100 issues.
Oh, God.
Anyway, he's a good artist. This is a little too...
Chicano?
A little too Chicano for me.
So you didn't understand it.
I didn't get a lot of what was going on.
Is it, in fact, aimed at Chicanos?
Well...
They're just some sort of insider joke kind of things.
Are you trying to say because there's...
Come in!
Somebody here? Come on in! We're recording an episode of the...
Hey, everybody! Sorry I'm late. Hey, did I make it for the 50th episode? Because I was running fast.
You...
What? Wait a second. What do we got? What do we, Ooh, the Chicanos! My people. Hey, I'm... What? What's the matter, guys?
What?! For those of you new to the Comic Book Haters, this is Cappy.
I'm Cappy.
Cappy,
yeah.
What the fuck? Cappy, you're back.
I'm back? Yeah. I never left.
Wow.
Cappy, you've got a world of explaining to do. Where have you been? What have you... We thought you had...
I didn't do anything.
Didn't you get my calls?
Phone calls?
I got
letters.
Them. I forgot to tell you about that.
Emails?
A couple, maybe.
Someone got deleted.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Spam block.
My Telegram?
I didn't know they still had those.
Yeah, I didn't pick it up.
When the guy came, I told him he didn't exist.
Well, let me tell you guys, it's been quite an adventure.
Really?
Yeah. It has. I've been all over...
How so?
Well...
I've listened to a few of the journal entries that were sent to us.
Oh, that was the same Cappy?
That was that guy.
Oh, I didn't even put that together.
No,
wait. My journals?
You heard? Did you hear them all?
Yeah, but it was only Schooly and me.
Yeah, I mean we didn't
tell anybody about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's your ass?
Ooh.
Should I not have said that?
I didn't get that far.
Listen, guys, we will talk about the journals.
Okay. I got you.
Later.
Not now. Bad time.
Right? But I tell you, I have been around the world.
Literally
and figuratively.
Okay. Yeah. Which did you like better?
I had a good time in the Far East.
Right.
Mm. Traipsing through the Alps.
Yeah, they moved.
They're actually in Europe now.
Yeah.
What?
The Alps.
They didn't make a big deal.
Nobody noticed.
They just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Well, when I was there, it was a good time.
Well, you know, it's funny you should make it back now.
Yeah, why is that?
We're reading a comic book called Chicanos.
Viva la Chicano.
So maybe, it's your...
Yeah, I mean...
Tangentially related.
I tell you what. I have never read it.
Right? Does it reach out to you in any way?
The cover does.
Yeah?
Well, because it's very subtle.
By the way, Cappy, what number is that?
Eduardo Risso.
No, dear.
Oh.
It's issue number one. Okay, yeah, this is Chicano's issue number one from IDW.
So is this valuable?
Not to anyone in any...
Well, I bet Eduardo Risso Trio's mother...
Can I just tell you, the cover is very intriguing.
It is purple. Mm-hmm.
It's purple. Well, no, it's not. The sky is purple.
Yeah.
It's a silhouette of a bridge.
Yeah.
Right.
And there are the Chicano colors,
mm-hmm.
which are
the Chicano colors.
What is that?
What is that?
Like the Bloods and the Crips, or the?
It is. It's like red and.
You mean the
green?
Flag of Mexico?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Or Spain?
Chicano.
So anyway, Cappy, you can relate to this. Now, it is good artwork. You got it.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Monkey and Grumpf.
Yeah.
Grumpf.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says. Grumpf.
Cappy, I'm still finding it hard to believe that you're sitting here. I mean, I could swear I saw your dead body.
You did?
Well, part of it.
Yeah.
I couldn't find the rest, but I swear, man, you look dead.
Well, looks can be deceiving.
That's true.
Was I moving?
You were in the back of a pickup truck, and that was moving.
Yeah.
Hey, and let me tell you something. I didn't appreciate being dropped off in the middle of the Pine Barrens without any beer.
Granted,
the Applejack came in handy.
Okay, that's important.
Came in handy, yeah. But,
There's still moonshiners out there. Did you meet up with any of them?
I didn't shine any moons.
Oh, that's good.
That's not what I heard. Hey!
Oh, you rascals, you.
Okay.
So anyway, did I make it in time for the 50th episode?
Sort of.
Kind
of,
yeah. Cappy, this is our continuing 50th celebration. This is part two.
It's a festival.
All week long.
It's pretty much
a
festival.
What was the first part of the festival?
Nothing really. It was a couple reviews.
It was this robot dude, but...
Hey!
Mm-hmm.
Prior to coming here, I was out in,
Mm-hmm.
and visiting my friends at the H.O. Clack Museum.
You still keep in touch with them?
Hell yeah!
Even after the incident?
There was a guy on the forum that was very upset that you were gone.
We spoke.
Who?
From the H.O. He has a Sleestak picture.
That guy from the museum.
Yeah.
I don't think
And he
upset.
Tells me that you have a, an automaton.
Yeah.
Mm. His name's Comic Book Robot.
What the fuck's the matter? I go away for a few weeks.
Oh, it's not a replacement.
No,
I don't care about replacement. What the how gimmicky can you get?
Okay, it's
you might be right, Cappy. But look, he was cheap.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he got a couple laughs.
He was cheap. You had Umbrella Man. That guy's cheap.
Well,
he was free.
Yeah.
But actually, they raised the price of Yingling, so his rates
it's gonna be an issue getting him here now.
Yeah. So Cappy, anyway.
Back to Chicano.
Back to Chicanos. Yeah.
It's black and white. I notice.
You've got a keen eye.
I dig that.
I like black and white.
Oh, idiots! And he has the blade.
Well, it just says idiots. It really doesn't have that emphasis.
It does.
That's how he always says that word. Yeah. So Chicanos.
And there's three guys with boomboxes doing.
Cappy's back, everybody.
Walking like Egyptians.
Right. Mm-hmm. Cappy, have you got any other pithy observations about Chicanos?
May I also peruse the comic book?
I do have one.
Cappy held his finger up to indicate 1 second to Schooly.
I'm
familiar with that.
school intern
held up another.
Yes,
finger.
Held up another.
That doesn't mean one session.
I'm very sorry, Cappy.
I do have trouble.
I'm beginning to think no, you can't. But go ahead.
I do have trouble figuring out who the Chicanos are. I'm led to believe this.
Cappy, that's racist.
I'm led to believe this bucktooth bitch is a Chicano.
I don't think she is.
I think they all are.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
Even this white guy?
You should know.
I've watched this a long time ago.
The fact that it takes place during the NBA Finals, is that an important plot twist?
It's not really a twist.
It's more setting than anything, but...
Here, look.
Okay, Cappy, would you like some of the homemade beer?
You made beer?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Well, we wanted to sell, mourn your lossing, so we decided to do something fun.
The proceeds were going to go to helping...
H.R. Clack Museum?
No, to helping more beer.
War brides.
Yeah. War brides?
I think so.
Did you guys miss me at all?
Those gals are expensive. Cappy?
I mean, you know, we had a robot.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Yeah. Did my buddies on the forum, were they inquiring at all?
One person did.
About me.
Yeah, the
Liam
guy,
Savage. He was a good
Liam Savage hasn't been around for a while.
It's been a long time.
He was a big Cappy supporter.
That was back in the day.
Yeah, he was.
Maybe you lost him when I went away.
It's possible.
Yeah. Anybody else ask where I...
No, nobody really.
No. Just that guy with the Sleestak picture.
Sleestak, huh? Uh-huh. Was it Enoch?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
You know, I mean, some of the Sleestaks were hot.
I never saw a Sleestak bitch, did you?
Heidi.
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Holly.
Oh, no, she wasn't a Sleestak.
She's not a Sleestak.
She was a little girl.
She's human.
She was stacked, though.
She was like 12.
Oh,
okay. Well, you can get arrested for saying that on the internet.
I did.
Man. Oh, Dampire!
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Oh boy,
what
Dampire.
A piece of shit!
You're digressing.
I am.
Yeah, stick to the review there, Schooly. What do you think now? Chicanos, good, bad, yes, no, maybe so.
I never met a Chicano I liked.
Wow. It's met a lot.
Are you talking about the comic or the?
We're talking about.
What is Chicano? That's not even a real word, is it?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means
like Hispanic.
Well, it's a little yes.
Yeah, more or less.
And then why? Like, is it just for poetic reasons? Like, why?
It's like
Caucasian
thing.
Or white.
It's a Caucasian.
It's like nigga with an A.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is like a self-empowerment thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Mi Chicano!
Okay, so...
Instead of saying, oh, me Hispanic!
No, I'd like to note that the lady in the back, nice titties.
Yeah.
But you can see their spine. They even illustrate her spine like that. That always creeps me out.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to see a chick's spine.
No, not at all.
I disagree.
Well...
He's talking about with the skin still on top of the cat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like a living bitch.
Yeah.
A live bitch.
That reminds me of one of my exploits.
Thanks, what?
My exploits.
Oh. Okay. Chicanos, Schooly G, bear in mind that from now and evermore, I will associate this comic with the return of Cappy.
That's true.
So, factor that into your...
I don't appreciate the disdain with which you said.
No. I meant that as a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It boosted my score up.
Yeah, it definitely boosted.
Now, do you think that the viewers will...
They're listeners.
Right. It's not really a camera, buddy. I'm sorry.
It's a microphone.
Well, do you think whoever's out there will appreciate my return?
Well, maybe we'll leave it up to them. Maybe they'll celebrate your return.
Ooh, with Cinco de Mayo.
Well, that's passed
a while ago.
Yeah.
So,
When was that?
I believe it was
this year.
March.
They did it on the 5th.
Oh yeah, May. Yeah, May 5th.
They did it on the 5th of May this year.
Yeah.
Damn, I missed that.
Yeah, it'll probably be in May next year.
Yeah, mark it on your calendar.
Yeah.
So, maybe they'll celebrate your return. I'm sure that everybody will write a nice letter to Cappy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or post a nice thing on the forum to welcome him back.
Maybe that's what we can do. We can start a forum, or somebody, one of the fans can
Cappy,
start.
Cappy, why don't you get on the forum, start a Cappy celebratory
thread. I gotta get back.
You gotta get back in the saddle.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been out too long. You've been away too long.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
I don't know.
Too long.
Yeah, too long. Week maybe,
a few days,
something like that. You know,
I've been around the world.
Yeah, okay, maybe a little longer. So, Schoolie, what are you going to rank Chicanos?
Okay, the art's kind of cool. The story looked like it was boring.
Yeah. No way. No, there's titties and basketball.
Okay, there's titties and I hate basketball.
And dudes with boomboxes doing the walking like Egyptians.
Well, I was down with that, but I'm going to say, I don't know, three?
No.
Three.
No, let me say.
Yeah, three. Plus okay. No, I did say.
Schoolie gives it a three. Kathy?
Six.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's the first comic he's seen in a while.
No, it's the name.
It's the first women he's seen in a while.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I love the change there.
I really like the art a lot, but, I mean, I didn't finish.
Whoa, wait, hey, lesbians.
Okay. I'm going to give it a... That's a mirror.
It's a mirror image.
I'm going to give it... I'll give it a four.
Wow.
For the artwork alone. Story, not even readable. Okay,
wait, hold on. Yeah. How about the beer? What do you rate the beer?
Oh yeah,
I give this beer a 10, man. This was good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'd say an 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
I was not involved in the construction of the beer, so I'm gonna give it a more.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Harsh. School. You know what? Now I'm gonna rectify my vote. I'm gonna give it an 8 too.
Yeah.
I mean, good.
Oh, it was very good.
But it could be better.
Exactly.
And it could be, who knows?
It's our first brew.
Yeah.
So hey, can I get in on the second?
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
What do you call this beer, anyway?
I don't remember. What's it called?
It's maple wheat. Oh, yeah, like name?
Muckle mouth?
Muckle mouth maple wheat? Or maple wheat muckle mouth?
Yeah, you know.
That's interesting.
Or you can refer to it by its name,
Yeah, exactly. I'd be interested to hear one day how you came up with that name.
Perhaps
for another day. Okay, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, Cabby. We'll be right back.